Welcome to the Sportscast, April 27th, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, Twitch, Twitter, Apple Podcast. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and review. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. You can also visit our website, thesportscast.net, or download our app, The Sportscast for iOS. Tonight is our 2022 NFL Draft mock drafts, where we invite panelists from the Sportscast and guests to predict what's going to happen tomorrow night. The NFL Draft tomorrow night, 8 p.m. live Eastern from Las Vegas, where the teams will decide the picks for their future, for their clubs, and see what direction they will take. And tonight we have Mr. David Heilman from Dynasty Dorks, Ty Turner, and Byron Jones from Jersey Boys Sports Talk. Welcome to the Sportscast.
Thanks for having me.
Byron, nice. I'd like to start with Ty. You know, everyone's saying, well, from my sources, this draft is going to be a little bit not as exciting as before. But what are your thoughts, real brief?
Yeah, actually, I kind of disagree from the sense that I don't think it has the true star power. You don't got Trevor Lawrence at the top of the ticket, or, Tua Tagovailoa and Joe Burrow. And that kind of, in that kind of sense, is not the same kind of electricity to it. But I actually kind of find it more fascinating because it could go a lot of different ways. And these mock drafts could completely be burned up. I really like that aspect of it possibly being completely different and kind of being one of those that you could have a wrench thrown in the middle and we walk away saying, oh man, we had this perfect mock draft and we only got one right. So I kind of like it. It's a little different.
Your thoughts over this draft? You've been looking at it for the past couple of weeks, but what are your thoughts? Is it going to be a high rating one or is it going to be a nice, low attention one?
The USFL is getting high ratings. It's football. People are going to watch it no matter what. There is no Joe Burrow and Trevor Lawrence in this class, but there's still a lot of good players. And I think, like Tyler said, that the unknown has created a lot of anticipation. And I think that's what's going to make the draft so exciting because people, you know, they don't know what's going to happen. So it just makes it more exciting.
Byron, what are your thoughts over this draft before we start mocking it?
Like the guys have been saying that, there's not that star power, the Trevor Lawrence or Deshaun Watson or one of those guys. And in this draft, they were saying that, like Jacksonville, they got like four guys that they probably could take at number one. So it's going to be like, one of those things where you're sitting there is like, it could be this guy, it could be this one, it could be this one. So, that's the best thing about it. It is, exciting, that kind of way.
Definitely. Quarterback is not as sexy as years prior, but there are estimated about 2 to 3 quarterbacks to be out of the first round. We'll see what these guys say, what's going to happen tomorrow. Let's go into the Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll start with Tyler Turner, the team that had the first pick last year. There's been debate between Aiden Hutchinson and Walker. Tyler, who you got going on in the first pick?
Yeah, there's even some debate right now going on if they might even go the tackle direction. I know there's some smoke screens that direction. I know the GM really likes guys with traits. And I think the guy that exhibits those best traits from the edge position is Trevon Walker. He's long, he's twitchy, he's quick. I'm going to go with him. Now, am I completely confident? No, but my first 5 mock drafts had Aiden Hutchinson going to Jacksonville. And I do think Aiden Hutchinson's the safest pick because he's just a great football player. But I do think Trent Baalke goes with Trevon Walker. But I tell you what, wouldn't shock me if he went with Ikem Ukwuanu. I wouldn't shock me if he went with Evan Neal. Wouldn't shock me if he went with Aiden Hutchinson. Who knows? Kayvon Thibodeau? You never know. But I'm going to go Trevon Walker here.
David Heilman, what you got for the first pick and other scenarios that could happen?
Yeah, I'm exactly the same. I took Trevon Walker. Vegas is really pushing hard. I think it's -300 right now. He's a really kind of heavy favorite. And the tackles, I would not rule them out. If you look back to Doug Peterson and what he did in Philly, he had a great offensive line. He had bookend tackles. They had Lane Johnson and Jason Peters. You look over on the right side, they got Walker Little. Didn't really play so well last year. They got Taylor, Jaywan Taylor. He's not lived up. He's going to be a free agent next year. So if they were to go and protect the franchise and Lawrence, I would not be surprised. I would say Icky would go ahead of Neal, but it easily could be Neal. Both those guys can play right tackle, guard, left tackle, whatever. But I did go Trayvon Walker because of the traits and because everything is just pointing towards him being the number one pick.
Walker 2-0. Bob, Mr. Byron Jones, who you got and why?
Might as well make it a three-peat. I got a Trayvon Walker. You know, I like the way he plays. You know, he can play up, down. You know, he's dropped back in coverage. He's an athlete. And when I watched, you know, Aiden Hutchinson play, when he got blocked up in the championship game by a real pro-ready offensive lineman, that's where it's like, But, yeah, I like Trayvon Walker from Georgia.
David, Detroit Lions, another team that you see every year in the top 10. Who you got? Is it a pretty obvious one?
Yeah, I mean, you can go a bunch of directions here because this is a team with a whole lot of needs. They're going shopping, and they got a big list of things they got to get. But what I'm going to get them is Aiden Hutchinson. And I know that, you know, got some comments, and Byron mentioned the Georgia game. You know, Move the Sticks actually talked about it today. And when it comes down to it, you got to beat the guy ahead of you. And he did it better, a lot better than Trayvon Walker did when it came down to the tape all year consistently. If you look at the Georgia game, they definitely schemed him out of the game. He took his losses, but he also had some wins.
Ty Turner, Detroit, you had Hutchinson at number one, but why do you have him at number two?
Well, obviously, I have the Jaguars taking him. I think he's the easy pick for the Lions for a multitude of reasons. For one, he's a local guy. He's a Michigan kid. He also fits the kind of Dan Campbell mode. He's just a tough, hard nose. He's a guy that's going to bring it every single down. I think he's a guy that maybe doesn't have the ceiling due to his not as much athleticism, but you go throughout his whole collegiate career, he was just always consistent. He always made plays. And he's a guy that you just kind of know you're going to get what you see. So I like Aiden Hutchinson here, and he seems like a perfect fit for Detroit.
Byron Jones, Lions.
Mr. Hutchinson is going home. You know, University of Michigan guy. I got a lot of friends, you know, that played at University of Michigan. My cousin's a big time Detroit Lions fan, and you know, they're going to be really happy. You know, the fact that he's coming home, Hutchinson.
Number three gets a little bit different for all of you guys. I want to go stick with Byron. Number three, the Texans going through a rough off season. What's going to happen there?
Well, I played for Lovie Smith at the University of Tulsa. You know, he's a good guy. You know, really, really good guy. And, you know, I'm happy to, you know, he's got, you know, another, you know, opportunity, you know, with the Texans. But, you know, Texans kind of, you know, the other guy, you know, the last coach got kind of screwed, you know, with the one and done, you know, what they did him. They did him dirt. But you know, Lovie's gonna, you know, he's a defensive coach, but you know, he's gonna get, you know, this lineman from North Carolina State, you know, to shore up the line because the quarterback they have is not that bad, Davis Mills. He just needs, you know, somebody to protect him and then, you know, get him weapons. But I don't think he's a bad quarterback, and that would be, you know, the perfect pick for the Lions. I can't be one of them.
Dave got it different this time. You pick someone else and then you say it and then Ty will debate about it. What's going to happen number three?
Yeah, I put Derek Stingley there. There's just been a lot of buzz about Stingley, and he fits that Lovie Smith defense really, really well. He's a long-rangey corner. There's been a lot of talk about, you know, his last year tape not being great, and then they go back and they realized his injury happened in August. So some of the tape that you've seen was, you know, kind of pre-injury or post-injury. So people have been rising on him, and there's potential he's going to be the number three pick. Vegas has him as the favorite for the number three pick.
Ty Turner?
I have – you want me to debate that or just want me to go up? Okay,
you
to debate it.
Kwanu, but he picks
So I pick a Kwanu. Once again, I just think he's – like Texans have a multitude of needs, and I think he's the highest floor guy at the tackle position, so I think he's a good guy just because he's a terrific all-around football player. My thoughts on Derek Stingley is this is a guy that I remember back in high school. He was the number one player by 247 Sports, a dynamic athlete, a guy that has all the tools in the world. The only issue is he didn't play really that much the last 2 years. He had a terrific freshman year, but last 2 years, he was pretty much you just didn't see a lot of Derek Stingley. And his pro day was awesome, and he looks healthy. My question is just his overall health. I haven't gone much lower. He does have all the traits to be a very, very successful NFL corner because he's long, he's quick, he's twitchy. I would question drafting him that high because of his health history. But I see it. I mean, they have so many needs. They could go in. That's a team, number three, Tavon Thibodeau, who you don't know where they're going to go. But Stingley makes sense. But, yes, I go with Kwandu also.
David, want to rebuttal on that?
No, I you could literally put five names out there and I'd be like, yep, like they could use Kyle Hamilton, Kayvon Thibodeau. You give them a lineman, a trade back. I mean, Garrett Wills. I mean, they could use anything.
Yeah.
Number four, New York Jets. Interesting. Byron and Dave had Thibodeau. Ty and I spoke about Thibodeau offline a bit. Not the biggest fan, personality wise. Athletic, you know, it's a different story. We'll go with Dave first. Thibodeau, number four, Jets. What's going on there?
Yeah, I think with the Saleh, you know, Saleh's going to fix that defense. And one of the things they do is they get pass rushers, and they that helps with the secondary. I think they could possibly do both in this draft. But they're going to go get a pass rusher. They have a, you know, kind of a D tackle playing edge on one side, and then Carl Lawson's their big free agent. He tore his Achilles. He's coming off of injury. They can get out of his contract next year. So I think, you know, Thibodeau just fits right in that solid defense.
We'll save Ty to the end. Byron, Thibodeau to the Jets. Why you have him there?
Pretty much, you know, same thing. You know, Lawson, you know, last year was contract. You know, Saleh is a defensive guy. They could pick, you know, they could have went, you know, offensive lineman. They could have went DB, you know, Gardner, whatever, you know, with the Jets. But, you know, the problem is with this guy, you know, another one with the kid, you know, he has a big personality, you know, the personality issue or whatever's going on. And, you know, hey, if he performs on the biggest stage in the world in New York City, he'll be fine. If he doesn't, they'll boo him right out of New York.
Yeah, which was the same issue about last year, which we were talking about, Mykai Parsons, an issue that, but Giants didn't pick him. Dallas, so far, good with Dallas. Ty, you had Gardner going to the Jets. Why not Thibodeau?
So I am hearing that the Jets, I know it's edge wide receiver corners where they're really looking. And I am going to, you'll see in a few picks, I am going to a different New York team. And he does fit in New York. I'm an Oregon fan. Yeah, everyone knows this on here. The Oregon Ducks are my team. And I fought like heck for Justin Herbert, and I backed him. And you could go on my pinned tweets, and I say that he would end up being the best quarterback. And I think I've been proven right so far from his draft class. And I fought for Sewell last year. And obviously he was a all rookie. I think he made a Pro Bowl as a first year player, but Thibodeau is different. I don't like Kayvon Thibodeau. He was an inconsistent player at Oregon. He had some great moments against Utah in the Pac-12 championship, against USC the next year in the Pac-12 championship, against UCLA last year. But there were some times the guy, he disappeared. And you watch the tape, and sometimes he's just a guy that plays, I think, at a 75%. When he goes at his full speed, he is terrific. He's twitchy. He's fast. He has all the ability. And then there is the off-field stuff. He just makes so many ridiculous comments that it becomes insufferable to me. I remember, I'm not going to get too much into the weeds of this one, but okay, they're playing Utah, and the night before, he's commenting on his social media about the Kyle Rittenhouse trial and how it was whatever left-wing narrative he had. And I'm like, dude, you're playing tomorrow a top 10 game on ABC. They end up losing by 35 points. And stuff like that, just, I mean, he's a leader on the team, worrying about some ridiculous cultural trial when he probably should have just been really focused on beating Utah. Clearly, Oregon wasn't focused. So I'm just not a biggest Thibodeau fan, and that seems to be the consensus. I mean, I've heard people like Chris Sims, Mike Fiorina, Daniel Jeremiah, several that say Bucky Brooks, that he might fall out of the top 10. So
any arguments, David? Anything you want to say on that?
No, I mean, you could easily – he's someone that could be all over the board, and some teams could hate him, and he's, you know, 15, 10, 15 on the board. Some people are going to have him in the top three. But when it comes down to it, move the sticks, listen to that all the time. And they talked about, they really don't think he's going to go past Seattle. Like, that's kind of his floor. That's what they talked about this morning. But someone could trade up for him. Philly apparently really likes him, and there's a rumor that Philly could trade up for him if he starts sliding and gets to that 6, 7, 8 spot, which we're about to get to.
And Byron, any take on Thibodeau?
I think he would be great in New York. So if he ends up either Jets or Giants, I'll be happy with it.
All right. So let's go to number 5, New York Giants. Byron, who do you got for number 5?
We have some help from Mr. Daniel Jones. He's going to protect this poor guy. Since they're not going to pick up his fifth year option tomorrow, probably not. Evan Neal, Alabama, 6'7", 335 pound man on the right tackle. Finally have a real one.
This will solve the issues, right?
It's going to solve the issues. He's going to be a football player. Might as well go ahead and say it.
Ty Turner, do you agree or disagree? Who do you have for number 5?
Evan Neal, just a monster of a man. A lot of upside. I thought his tape was a little inconsistent this year, but that's a great pick. So Evan Neal at 5.
David, also a Giants fan, has someone else going there.
Yeah, Icky was still on my board, so I took him. But, it's going to be one of the top tackles there, I think.
Well, there you have it. Top 5 right there. Jaguars, Lions, Texans, Jets, and Giants. Let's go into the Panthers. This week, the GM kind of hinted he said he could take a quarterback. And none of these mocks have quarterbacks being selected in the top 10. Ty, what is the GM saying? Or you're not going to follow his lead. You're going to look at something else.
Yes. I know they keep on saying that. At this spot, I don't know why they'd take a quarterback, because I don't think any of them were worth going this high. I think it'd be a pretty big reach. Could I see Carolina trading back, get some extra picks? They're not a very good team. I could totally see that. But I went kind of chalk on this draft. I didn't do any trading. I'm gonna mention a trade later on, but other than that, I didn't do any trading. But I'm gonna take Charles Cross. I think Cross could end up being the best of the three tackles. He's a great pass blocker. He needs to work on his run blocking a little bit. But there's a lot to like about him. I liked him in high school at the U.S. Army All-American game, so I like him here. So I go Charles Cross here for Carolina.
Dave has someone else for the Panthers. Who you got?
Yeah, I put Evan Neal. We're on the same page here. I mean, they don't have a second round pick or a third round pick. They don't pick again until 104. And taking one of these top 25 rated quarterbacks, at the 6th spot doesn't make a lot of sense. Trade back. Let Philly go get somebody. Let somebody else go grab somebody. You get a second or third round pick. Then it's a little bit less of a shameful act when you take one of these, quarterbacks at 15. Plus, it's cheaper on the salary. You get a second or third pick to go get a tackle, or you go take a lineman, and then you trade a second or third round pick for Jimmy Garoppolo or Baker Mayfield. Just sticking at 6 is they're going to be working the phones. There's no way they're going to want to stick at 6, but if they do, lineman, they have to pick a lineman.
Good analysis there with the whole Garoppolo and Baker there. Byron, your thoughts on number 6, the Panthers?
Same thing. Matt Rhule is one step out the door, I think, down there in Carolina. If he doesn't win and win big this year, he may be out the door. I wanted him with the Giants, but so far with Carolina, no good. They have that owner is Tepper, Jersey guy. He wants to win now. He's like Snyder. So I have them picking an offensive tackle, and then Ben McAdoo or whatever his name is, hopefully can fix Donald, this year, but I doubt it.
Back to the Giants. 7, Dave, Giants fan, what do they get next?
Yeah, and this I went a little different here. I do think the Giants try to trade out as well. They have salary cap issues. They really probably don't want to pay 2 top 10 salaries, and they, like all the other teams in the top 7, have a lot of needs. But if they don't, there's a Kadarius Toney talk. There's different things going on. I think maybe move the sticks talked about it this morning, and it got me going. So Garrett Wilson at 7. And even if Daniel Jones doesn't work out, Imagine C.J. Stroud throwing to Garrett Wilson in New York next year.
Byron, you got to piggyback on that. What are your thoughts on that seventh pick?
I got them taking a little help for Wink Martindale's defense, Sauce Gardner. They need a corner. If they get rid of Bradbury, that might happen tomorrow, next week, or whenever. But they're going to need a corner, opposite Adoree Jackson.
Ty Turner, seven Jets.
I kind of get Dave's logic behind possibly trading back for this on this pick. But I do – this is where Thibodeau – I do see him in New York or L.A. market. He's not going to last 17, so he's not going to L.A. So I do. I think they go with Thibodeau. You always need an elite edge guy. I think they go with Talon here. I could see them going a lot of different directions.
Isn't Thibodeau – they compared him to Lawrence Taylor. Is that the same?
No.
No, my bad. No.
Clowney, Justin Riley was on top of it. Clowney's been a good comparison for him. Yeah. There's been a few other guys, but he's got that. He's kind of got the basketball body from the bottom half. Like, he's got real skinny ankles, but he's got big, broad shoulders like Clowney.
All right, number 8, Falcons. That could be an interesting pick, David. I'm not saying quarterback, but they have Mariota there. But what's going to happen number 8?
Yeah, so I went with Jameson Williams, and so there's been a lot of people are getting more and more comfortable with his medical checkup, his injuries. Drake London could be the pick here. That's what Move the Sticks had today. I'm going with Jameson Williams. Speed. The NFL loves speed, and people get overdrafted for speed. Henry Ruggs went above CeeDee Lamb, Henry Ruggs went above Judy and other guys. John Ross was a top 10 pick, had no business doing that. Tutu Atwell somehow found himself in the second round last year. Jameson Williams is a good player, and he's super fast.
Going offense. Tyler also goes wide receiver for the Falcons. Who you got?
So this one I actually changed today. I had them all along. I thought Garrett Wilson was going to be the first wide receiver off the board, but then I think it was Daniel Jeremiah, and I heard also the guys on Draft Network. I guess they really like Drake London, and I like Drake London, so I'm a Pac-12 guy. He's a guy that you can – he's a safe pick because you just know he's going to make plays. He reminds me of a guy who I played high school ball with, Larry Fitzgerald, and he had a pretty good NFL career. So I like Drake London here, and what I'm hearing is that they like Drake London. I think they go with Drake London here.
Byron, Falcons, who you got? I think you picked the same as Dave.
Yeah, Garrett Wilson from Ohio State. Because they need somebody to throw the ball, catch the ball, since Calvin Ridley is kind of you never know with him. So they need more weapons for Mariota to succeed down there in Atlanta, Falcon land.
I'm going to stick with Byron. He had the first quarterbacks being selected in this mock. Tell me your explanation. Who did the Seahawks get?
Malik Willis. Ooh. Liberty. My thinking with that one is that Pete Carroll has a lot of stability. They're not going to just up and fire him. And I understand he's a 70-year-old quarterback. I mean, 70-year-old coach. He's up there in age, but I think he would like a quarterback like this. He can have the kids sit a year or maybe two. But not too long since he's getting older. But I think he would work out fine with the Seahawks.
Ty Turner. Number 9, Seahawks.
I could see them going quarterback. I still think it's a little high here. I just do not know if I would draft any of these quarterbacks this high. So I'm going to go with that kind of what I feel. I honestly don't know if any of these quarterbacks should actually. The position is so overvalued. I don't know if I'd draft any of them in the first round. If I did, it'd probably be Willis because of his traits. I'm actually going to go with an edge guy. They need an edge guy. And I think Jermaine Johnson is a guy that, honestly, I would draft him. Sorry, I got something in my throat. I would draft him before Thibodeau. If it was me. I think he is an elite guy. He's long. I think he's a guy that could end up being the best edge guy of all of them in this draft. So I have him going with Jermaine Johnson. This is a little higher than most people are projecting them, but he's been rising up draft boards, especially after his senior day. His pro day was elite. So I'm going to go Jermaine Johnson here.
Dave, who's going to Seattle?
This is where I put Charles Cross. I think that Seattle could, you know, they could get a, they have a bunch of picks day two. They could be in the Baker Mayfield market. They also could draft a quarterback day two, trade. They're a good candidate to trade up to the end of the first round to grab somebody, maybe a Ritter or a Corral at the end of the first. I do not have trades in my mock, but Corral, that Move the Sticks talked about, you know, connecting the dots. You got Lane Kiffin, Monty Kiffin. You got Corral connected to Pete Carroll.
But okay, Byron Jones, number 10, the Jets. What's going to happen there?
Mr. Kyle Hamilton comes off the board from Notre Dame, safety. He's a, you know, he can come down in the box, cover, you know, deep. You know, people worry about, you know, his, you know, he didn't run a great 40 time and all this other stuff, but he's a football player. He's going to make plays, and he would fit perfect in the defense with the, you know, Salah's defense with the Jets.
Ty Turner, who's a perfect fit for the Jets for number 10?
They got to get Zach Wilson some pass catchers. I have them going with Garrett Wilson here. I actually, Garrett Wilson's my favorite receiver. I'd put him number one just because he can do it all. And they have to give him some better people to get the ball to. So give him some help on the outside with a very, very good receiver in Garrett Wilson.
Wilson to Wilson. Dave, number 10, Jets.
I got the phone with Kyle Shanahan. I just traded for Debo. No, I gave them Sauce Gardner here. They need corner. So what I did in this one, I gave him Kayvon Thibodeau and then turned around and got Sauce, really to fortify that defense. It's not a really deep receiver class, but where they're picking at 35 and 37, I think they can get, you know, a Sky Moore, George Pickens, another receiver. They're not going to be able to get a Sauce Gardner in the second round. So that's why I went that way.
Byron, number 11, Washington Commanders.
Drake London, wide receiver, USC. The quarterback, whoever it may be, in Washington needs all the help they can get. And, you know, he's big, you know, big receiver, you know, catches the ball well. You know, the only thing with him, you know, again, with the 40 time, he's a football player. So he's going to have football speed. He's going to be just fine, you know, catching for whoever is the quarterback for Washington.
Ty Turner, number 11.
I go here with who I think is the best guy on the board, and that's Kyle Hamilton. He could play anything in the back end. I just think it's a safe pick here. It was kind of – Washington could go a lot of different directions. They're a pretty solid team, but there's a lot of pieces that they could add. So I could see them going wide receiver, could see them going even possibly one of the interior defensive linemen. But I went with Kyle Hamilton here.
Kyle Hamilton, you and Dave have the same one. Number 12, we'll stick with Ty, the Vikings. Who you got going there?
Well, my precious Vikings. I'm just kidding. I live in Minnesota. They're not my precious Vikings. I'm a Green Bay fan. So they're my mortal enemy. Then they play like 20 minutes away from me. Well, they have not had a lot of luck at drafting D-backs. Mike Hughes didn't work out. Jeff Gladney didn't work out. But they need to get better at the corner position. Derek Stingley is still on the board. I think here you cannot pass on him. You don't have any edge guys. I think they could possibly go for Jermaine Johnson if he's still around. But right here, you have a guy that possibly is a top five type talent that because of injury fell to you at number 12. They have to get corner right. They do it again. Derek Stingley at number 12.
Byron, you have the same pick. Do you agree? Anything else you want to add on to that?
No, he covered it all. Derek Stingley's on the board. Got to grab it. Got to take it.
Dave has it differently. What do you have in Minnesota?
I went corner as well. I don't think Stingley's going to be there at 12. So I went with McDuffie, Trent McDuffie there. Very, very headsy corner, smart guy. Makes a lot of plays.
Byron, 13, Texans. Who you got?
I have a defensive help from Lovie Smith, my favorite coach. Jermaine Johnson from FSU. Texas can go, like we've been saying, they can go any direction. They need help everywhere. So this will be a, you know, good pick, and he's going to do well with Lovie, you know, down there in Texas.
Dave, you got the same pick. Anything you want to add to that?
No, they would love for Kyle Hamilton to be available. If he does slide, I don't think it goes further than here. He's the perfect pick for them in that, you know, Patriots kind of a scheme, Lovie Smith scheme.
Ty has it different for number 13.
They go with the freak, the guy with the highest RAS score for his position in combine history, Jordan Davis. Once again, they could go a lot of different directions. The edge guys are off my board. The corners are off my board. So guess what? Might as well put a freak on that side of the ball, Jordan Davis.
Byron, you had Davis going to the Ravens.
Yes, I did. I love that he does all us big guys well by running as well as he does. And he's a beast. And I think he's gonna do wonders down there with the Ravens and that defense. You know, put him in those and just smack around the poor center and guard. And yeah, he's gonna be great for a long time.
Ty has someone from Iowa going to the Ravens.
Yeah, I like this guy a lot. Because in all my mocks, I pretty much had them go to Jordan Davis, but I've had Texans taking Davis. So then I'm like, well, the Ravens need an offensive tackle. You have the three top tackles off, but I really like Trevor Penning from Northern Iowa. If you saw him play at the Senior Bowl, he is a rough dude. He gets after it, and he's risen up draft boards too, kind of similar to Jermaine Johnson. I think it's a little high, but I think they go with it here. I think they draft the kid from Northern Iowa, Trevor Penning.
Dave, who's going to Baltimore at number 14?
I got Tyler Lindenbaum going there. They lost Marshall Yanda a couple years ago. They've been really trying to get that middle of the offensive line figured out. And he in space, he is like Jason Kelce out there. He's just so good in space. He's going to be great in that system where they're running downhill at your face.
Dave had Jameson Williams going to the Falcons at 8. Ty, you have him going at number 15. Why?
Number 15, yep, Jameson Williams goes to Eagles. I started hearing stuff today. It actually made me switch my mock up last second. I heard that the Eagles, you know, you just hear noise. That could not be any truth. I actually could totally see the Eagles drafting trading up. Maybe they're trading up for Williams. But I have him here. I think Williams could, based upon his dynamic ability, he's a burner, that he could end up being the best wide receiver when all is said and done in this draft. So I think this is to team him up with Devontae Smith, and you have a good wide receiver group.
Byron, who's going to Philly at 15?
Well, they've always needed linebackers. I have Devin Lloyd from Utah going there. Eagles always need linebacker. You know, the defensive front is pretty good right now. They need linebackers and corners. They have for years, and this kid probably be a star around here in Philadelphia.
Dave, you finally got Drake London going somewhere.
Yeah, so you can just flip-flop Tyler and I's Falcons and Eagles picks. He has Drake London going at 8 and James Williams at 15, and I'm the opposite. Philly's going to get a receiver with one of these picks. Jalen Reagor, they said they'll take something for him. They'll take anything for Jalen Reagor. They need to get somebody else to go outside of Devonta Smith and help that offense out.
Number 16, popular wide receiver going to the Saints. Ty?
Yeah, so the Saints could need a wide receiver, could be going quarterback, but they could be going tackle. Obviously, at this point, I have all the good tackles off my board. You cannot reach for anyone at 16, in my opinion. Quarterback, I just think they decide they don't like any of these quarterbacks good enough. I could totally see them going with a Pickett or a Willis here. But I have them going with Chris Olave. And you're seeing the top three go off. And Olave, if he's probably in that top group. He's the number four guy. And you don't want to see him drop. He won't be there at number 19. There's a high possibility he could be gone. So you snap him up right here.
Byron, 16. You also have Olave going to the Saints.
Yes. Michael Thomas needs a little help down there with the Saints. You know, you don't know, you know, he's all nicked up all the time. And, you know, he does, you know, so, and you got Jameson Wilson, you know, quarterback down there. So he's going to need a little help with this. And they did move Taysom Hill to tight end as well. So they know a little help in the receiving position.
Dave is a little bit different. Who's going to New Orleans?
I put Treylon Burks there. They're going to shoot for the upside. He does a lot of different things. He's a much bigger receiver than most of the receivers that have come off the board, except for Drake London, but he's even bigger than him as far as body size. Treylon Burks is someone I think would fit well in that offense with Pete Carmichael.
Chargers, we'll go with Ty, Justin Herbert fan. who will help out this Chargers team?
Well, Herbert could use another tackle, but once again, I don't think any, outside those other four, I don't think anyone's worth taking this high. He could also need another weapon, but I think there's a drop off after Olave. So I have them going. They could use another cornerback, and I love Trent McDuffie, Pac-12 guy. This guy's super quick, smaller, but he could play outside corner, he could play slot corner. I think this is the pick. Best, kind of one of those best available players here.
Dave, you got someone from Iowa going to Los Angeles.
Yeah, and they've been so aggressive this offseason. I could see them going and being a team that trades up. But Trevor Penning was still on the board for me. I thought about putting him with the Saints. I put him here, and you have to. Every single person in that division has at least two top-tier edge rushers. And right now, Storm Norton, he's not going to cut it.
Byron, you agree with Dave?
Yes, I do. And Mr. Tyler, too, because Justin Herbert is also my favorite quarterback. Because
yes!
If he had came out his senior year, well, if he had came out, he definitely would have looked good in blue. But,
you know, I know he would have.
If he had came out, he would have been a giant. But yes,
that was rumored for a while.
Yes.
Yeah. So I picked Penning. You know, they're going to need that right tackle that will protect the best quarterback in the AFC West. Yes, I said it. Yes, I did say it. So they need a little bit more protection for him, and he's going to lead them to the promised land.
Ty, can the Chargers win the AFC West next season?
I mean, they've had a terrific offseason, and I mean, look at Trevor the first 2 years, and keep on getting the pieces around him. It actually killed me because I'm like, what he needs is a right tackle, but I couldn't give it any of those other guys to him. I'm like, I just don't think they're good enough. So I just had to go with the defensive guy there, but yeah, he could use a better right tackle. That's definitely the problem on the team right now.
David, 18 Eagles. What's going to happen in Philly?
Going back to Byron's pick, Devin Lloyd. Devin Lloyd is, you know, he's kind of getting punished for being an off the ball linebacker, but you look at some of these guys, Roquan Smith, and you know, there's so many linebackers that just change the entire defense. So I think he's going to be a game changer. Put him at Philly at 18.
Mr. Byron, 18 Eagles.
Of course, like I said before, they need cornerback Trent McDuffie from Washington. Yeah, I have him coming to, you know, the city of brotherly love. And hopefully we can go deep on him too, you know, since I'm a Giant fan. But, you know.
Ty Turner, 18 Eagles.
Yeah, I think they need a linebacker, and right here, Devin Lloyd falls to them, top linebacker on the board. So, Devin Lloyd.
Okay, the 20th pick is almost coming. But before that, number 19, New Orleans Saints. Byron, who you have?
You know, I had to throw one of my guys in there, Tyler Smith, University of Tulsa. Yes, I did.
First one of the night.
That's right. I had to put – well, he's the only one, really. So, yeah, I have him going to the Saints. And they need, you know, a little help on the interior part, you know, their offensive line, you know, keep Jameis, you know, healthy. my fellow Golden Hurricane, Tyler Smith.
Tyler agrees with Byron. Why?
I did. So I'm looking at, man, a lot of teams need tackles. We need to protect these quarterbacks. And I'm like, man, I can't reach for him. I can't. And then finally at 19, I'm like, you know what? They just got to take the best tackle available. And I think that's Tyler Smith. I think he has the upside. He's a little risky. It's a little bit of a high ceiling, a low floor kind of guy. But he has the upside that I think would be willing to draft him that high. It is a little fresh draft him that high, in my opinion. But yep, I am taking Tyler Smith.
Dave has a different.
Yeah, and so the medical stuff kind of came out after I did mine. So I don't know. I haven't really looked into the Bernard Raymond stuff. But I took Bernard Raymond here. He was the top guy on the board, number 13 on PFF overall in this class. So I think the sixth best tackle by PFF standard. He's a converted tight end, converted receiver, then tight end, then tackle. He's, you know, very athletic. And I best tackle on the board. Everyone said it. They need a tackle. James Hurst isn't really going to do it over there on left tackle. He's more of a swing.
So Byron had a quarterback already selected already. You guys are going to pick your first quarterback. We'll begin with Tyler. Steelers. Everyone's saying it. Why?
Well, Steelers here take me and Santiago's Liberty alumni, Malik Willis. The Flames, the lovely Flames. They, Malik Willis, I think he's the highest upside quarterback in the draft. He's a dynamic athlete. He's a big-time arm. I think he's a little raw. He definitely was forcing things a little bit his senior year. I didn't think he had as good a team as he did the prior year. But I've heard all along Steelers like him. He's the top quarterback out there, and so that's the direction they go. So Steelers go with Malik Willis.
And David, number 20, Steelers, also the same.
Yeah, I just went with Malik Willis again. All of the stuff about, you know, Mike Tomlin falling in love with him at the Senior Bowl, all those kind of things. Upside, they got Mitch Trubisky, so they can develop him. Got Malik Willis going to the Steelers.
Byron also had a quarterback, but not Malik because he's going to Seattle. What's going to happen in Pittsburgh?
Kenny Pickett staying home. He's the most pro. If I had to throw a guy out there to the Wolves right now, you could probably throw him out there and win a few games with him, you know, if you had to. But you know, I think he's the most pro-ready, you know, guy, and he's going to be staying home right there in Pittsburgh. And he's a Jersey guy, too, Ocean Township, New Jersey.
We're going to stay with Pickett. Ty, you don't have Pickett in the first round. Why?
Okay, so I might as well bring it up now. I don't, but then after doing my draft, because I did a little PFF and cheat sheet because it looks nice and clean, I was looking at the value. I'm like, Seattle needs a quarterback. I mean, they can't go into the season with Drew Locke. And I saw the value of their second and third round pick. They would be able to get up in front of the Lions because I think there's a definite possibility the Lions could draft quarterback 32. I actually think they go up into the first round at number 31 and with the Cincinnati Bengals, and they actually will select Pickett at 31. That's what I actually think. It's just not on the mock.
I got you.
Because Cincinnati can get – Cincinnati is going to, I think, go interior offensive line, and they can come, almost get the same value player while picking up a second-round pick and a third-round pick. So I just think it's better value for them to even trade back there.
Dave did get Pickett in the first round, but we'll get to it later in the show. So stand tight. All right, Byron, 21, the New England Patriots. Who will compliment Mac Jones?
Jameson Williams, Alabama. Finally got him. Mac Jones, get him a little help there. And, of course, Nick Saban and Bill Belichick, you know, that pipeline they have a little bit there. So I'm sure he's getting the inside information, you know, about this kid. But, yeah, I have Jameson Williams going to the Patriots.
All of you guys had a different picks for the Patriots. Dave, who you got?
Yeah, I mean, none of us know what the Patriots are going to do. Try trade back twice, draft Matt Araiza in the first. I got Andrew Booth here. With J.C. Jackson leaving, they're just a huge void there at the corner spot. And, you know, there is, like I said, there is a little bit of depth at receiver. They went heavy on offensive weapons in free agency last year. There's still a couple possible free agents out there that could go to the Patriots. But Andrew Booth, he's good in man, good in corner. He's a very clean corner. Put him over there.
Ty Turner, also different.
Yeah, I think New England needs wide receivers, but I just think it's a little high for any of the other ones outside of the top four. So I actually have them going with what I got, seems like a total Patriot type of guy, George Karlaftis, defensive end. Doesn't he just seem like a Patriot? Maybe you could like just have a guy. He just seems like the old, like a natural Bill Belichick kind of guy. I just looked at him, I'm like, that's a guy that Bill Belichick's going to draft at 21.
There you have it. Number 22, we'll start with Ty with the Green Bay Packers. Had an interesting offseason. Davante Adams went to Las Vegas, and Aaron Rodgers is coming back. Who you got for number 22?
So the Green Bay Packers, I'm a Packer fan, by the way, guys. And every year it's like, oh, they're going to draft this wide receiver, that, and they never do. So here at 22, I'm like, no, they're not going to draft the ones that are here that are available at 22. They're just not going to do it. So I'm just going to go out there. If they stay at 22, they might trade up to go get an Olave or Wilson, but if they stay at 22, I think could totally see them going with the best linebacker available. They need a linebacker, and N'Kobe Dean totally would fit someone that the Packers would go. He's kind of the profile that Packers in the past have gone for. So I actually have them going with N'Kobe Dean here at 22.
Both Dave and Byron got wide receivers. We'll start with Byron. Who you got going to Green Bay?
Jahan Dotson from Penn State. I have him going there. The diva up in Green Bay needs another wide receiver since he ran the other guy out of town. So he needs to replace him with another guy from Penn State, Dotson.
Dave as well got a wide receiver, a good one. Who is it?
Yeah, so I had Olave, you know, slipping down the board a little bit, and this is where I have him landing. It has been 20 years since they drafted Javon Walker, the last first-round receiver for the Packers. You know, it may be far-fetched for them to even do this, but I do think, you know, with two picks in the first round, one of these picks is going to be a receiver.
Chris Olave, Ty, how about it in Green Bay?
I mean, in a couple of my mocks, you have a couple of mine. That's who I had. I just don't have him falling there.
Interesting.
Yeah. He would seem like him, and you'll see 29. Similar to Myron's.
David, number 23, Cardinals. Who do you got?
I got George Kloftis. We sound like Ty and I both listened to some Move the Sticks, and they were going through pass rush and talking about pass rush grades. And when it came down to it, you know, Kloftis beat his guy better than anybody. And it was a lot. His grades were a lot better than Jermaine Johnson and Trayvon Walker. He's a good player. This value, they got to replace Chandler Jones. It's where he goes.
Tyler, who's going to Sunny Phoenix?
Well, they need some interior offensive line help, and I like Tyler Linderbaum here for them. So they could go a couple different directions. Obviously, I don't have the better edge guys on the board at this point. And I could see them going with like Keon Green or Zion Johnson, but I have them going with Tyler Linderbaum here.
Byron, who's going to join Kyler Murray?
Mr. George from Purdue. The fact that J.J. Watt is getting up there in age. He's getting up there. And, you know, this guy, you know, he can play up. He can play down. He can drop a little bit. So I think, you know, he'd be a good fit for the Cardinals defense.
24, the Cowboys. We'll stick with Byron. Talks about the Cowboys a lot. Who's going to Dallas to Jerry World, which he says he makes the final decision on the draft pick.
Yes, he does. And I think he's going to sit there. He's going to run up there when he sees this kid for a splash pick. Tyler Linderbaum from Iowa, the center. Because the center they have now stinks. So so I figure he's going to see that name. Oh, you know, this guy was a top 10 pick, and he's going to have somebody sprint up there with the card, and that's who he's going to pick.
Ty, who's going to Jerry's World?
I keep on flipping between offensive in every mock. I think it's between offensive and defensive line because that's where they need help. Devontae Wyatt being here at 24, I actually think he's a better overall player than Jordan Davis. So I have him going with Devontae Wyatt. I think he's a more consistent player than even Jordan Davis on film if you watch him.
Dave got a different as well. Who's going to Dallas?
Yeah, and I like both those picks. I really do think that, you know, Wyatt could go here. Jordan Davis could go here. I have him still available on my board. But I went with Kenyon Green. He's one of the top-rated guards, one of the best pulling guards. He's nasty. They got to fix that interior offensive line.
Buffalo Bills, Byron.
Well, 25. I got the guy that, you know, earlier, you know, this year, last year, Kenyon Green from Texas A&M, you know, was highly ranked, you know, guard, tackle. You know, he played all up and down the line. And I guess, you know, this guy got a, you know, sometimes you get a bad deal when you play too many positions. But yeah, I got, you know, more help for Josh Allen out there, Kenyon Green to protect the other franchise quarterback.
Ty, who's going to Buffalo?
See, this is an interesting one to me because there's a lot of different ways they could go on the offensive side of the ball, in my opinion, even possibly a corner. But I have them going with a big outside target for Josh Allen and Treylon Burks. I just think he seems like the kind of receiver that he's missing right now. But it would not shock me if the Bills all of a sudden drafted one of the running backs. Seems a little high, but I would not be shocked if Breece Hall or Kimball Walker went in the first round.
Dave, who do you think Buffalo might go in what direction?
Yeah, if they don't go corner, because they do got to replace Levi Wallace, I'm giving them Breece Hall. Not a big, you know, big proponent of drafting receiver or running backs in the first round. I wanted, you know, Quentin Nelson or Bradley Chubb over Saquon. But this late, it's like last year. We knew the Steelers were going to do it. Nobody tried to stop them. They got Najee. The Bills have an electric offense, but they're really kind of missing that one piece, and that's a dynamic running back. And they're picking pretty late in the second round. I think Kenneth Walker and Breece Hall are light years above the rest of the group. So they just go grab one of those guys. I got them taking Breece.
Tennessee, Tyler, who's joining Tennessee.
I think they need some interior line help. Zion Johnson is a pretty good football player. It's either him or Green on the inside is the guys that are best available at this point. So I have them going Zion Johnson over Keyon Green.
26, Byron.
The Kobe Dean, linebacker, Georgia. Might as well load him up with all these Georgia kids going in the first round. And, you know, he fitted perfect with that, you know, the defensive, you know, that Tennessee has right now. So the Kobe Dean.
Ty, good draft for Georgia this year, huh?
Oh my gosh. I had them in my two round. I had 9 Georgia guys going in my first 2 rounds.
Wow.
Well, we'll stick with Ty, who's going to Tennessee.
Did I just answer that?
Oh, yeah, you did. My bad. David. Go ahead. Yeah.
I had the same as Ty, Zion Johnson.
Nice. All right. Number 27, who's joining Tom Brady? Tyler.
Well, I actually think they need defensive line help, but I just don't think – I thought of a boy mafia here, but I don't know. I'm giving them Kenyon Green because they could use an interior offensive lineman. But they, at this point, could Tampa Bay go with a quarterback knowing that it's – I mean, you have everyone – on my board, you have everyone but Malik Willis available. So, I don't know. I could also see them trading back. So, there's a couple different directions I go. But I went on this Kenyon Green.
Tom Brady has unfinished business.
Sure he does.
He had 8th title. Wow. Poor Tom.
Byron, who's going to Tampa Bay? Who's joining Victor and Tom?
Zion Johnson is going to come to the rescue. I have guard from Boston College to go save Tom Brady and Victor Rocho.
And David, 27, sunny Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I gave them Jordan Davis. Ndamukong Suh hasn't re-signed yet. Put him next to put him in there with Vita Vea and just block out the sun. I don't think he's a three down. I don't have him that early because I don't think he's a three down player because he's kind of, gets worn down a little bit. But yeah, put him there with Vita Vea. They like to stop the run there in Tampa. That's how their defense works. This is a great pick.
Second pick for the Packers at number 28, Tyler, who joins Aaron Rodgers.
You know, they're going to try to talk themselves out of drafting a wide receiver. I can hear it. They're like, we can't draft a wide receiver. We just can't. It's against our religious beliefs. But Jahan Dotson, he just does. He's a very similar wide receiver to Davante Adams. He's a great route runner. He's terrific off the line of scrimmage. I think he's the 5th best wide receiver in this draft. So, which is good. I mean, 5th draft in this draft is very impressive. So I do think they go with the Big Ten dude, Jahan Dotson. But man, if they pass in a wide receiver in the first round, I will not be shocked.
David, who's going to cold Green Bay?
I got N'Kobe Dean. He's fallen a little bit. When he gets drafted, he's going to be the smallest guy at his position. But the kid's a player. He's a leader. And talk about Georgia defense, all these alphas. He led all those alphas, and he's going to go to Green Bay.
Byron, who's joining Green Bay Packers?
They need help in the back end. I got Lewis Klein, Georgia safety.
All right. Number 29, the Chiefs, who lost Tyreek Hill. We'll go with Tyler. What's going to happen in Kansas City? Which I think they have back to back. They do. Yep. What's going to happen the first 20 at 29?
Well, they need a corner, and I think a guy that I actually just read it just right before I got on the podcast. He's really starting to rise up draft boards because he's such great measurables, and that's Kyir Elam. His father actually played for the Kansas City Chiefs, so I like him here. I just think he's a little more upside than a Booth or a McCreary or some of those other ones that are in question possibly at this point. So I really like this guy here, Kyrie Elam.
Byron, you had a 29 wide receiver because they need one.
North Dakota State, Christian Watson, tall receiver, kind of tall and explosive. So I see Andy Reid, wanted to pull the old Andy Reid thing that he used to do in Philadelphia and shock everybody with a pick. But yeah, Christian Watson from North Dakota State.
Dave, 29. I've been also hearing rumors about Chiefs could trade up, but what's your pick for 29?
Yeah, I got, you know, my next pick is Elam. They need a corner, but they also need pass rush. So I went and got Boye Mafe.
Sounds good. All right, number 30. Again, Byron, Chiefs.
Since they lost my man, Tyrann Mathieu, I got them picking Daxton Hill, safety from Michigan.
Tyler, 30, Kansas City.
Yep, I have them going with Christian Watson. They need a wide receiver to replace Tyreek Hill, and he's a high-ceiling guy, dynamic dude. Played for the Bison up here in the Midwest. He was fun to watch in college.
Good pickup by the Chiefs. And David, number 30.
Yeah, Kyrie Elam.
All right. 31, Cincinnati Bengals. Who is joining the Joe Burrows, Mr. Byron Jones?
Going back to defense. Defense wins championships. You know, the kid's been sliding. You know, they had, you know, character issues or whatever problem that, you know, he allegedly had. Devontae Wyatt from Georgia.
Tyler, Cincinnati, Joe Burrows.
Well, that's where I talked about earlier, the wonky scenario where I have Seattle drafting up. I think this guy might be available for Cincinnati at 41. So I actually have them taking Bernard Raymond, and I actually think he might be still there. I know who had him earlier. Someone had him at like 19.
I think the Saints.
Okay, got it. He's a good upside guy, but he's someone you could play inside. And obviously, you saw in the Super Bowl, the inside of the interior offensive line still needs some help for Burrow. That pretty much cost him a Super Bowl, honestly. So,
well, lost by 3 points. Dave, who's going to Cincinnati?
Yeah, I went with Devontae Wyatt as well. I mean, this guy is just too good to slide out of the first round.
Interesting. Okay, 32. All you guys had quarterbacks. We'll start with Dave. Who is it and why?
Yeah, I went with Kenny Pickett here. You know, he just going to go up to Detroit. They said they don't want, you know, they're not looking for upside. They don't need a, you know, elite quarterbacks per se, Dan Campbell said. But Kenny Pickett fallen this far. They pulled all the scouts and asked them who they thought the best quarterback in this draft class was. And Kenny Pickett was the, you know, majority vote. They're going to take the safe pick here and go with Pickett.
Ty, you had, well, who's going to Detroit? And I heard this guy with a lot of chatter these past couple of days.
And this is why I think Seattle has to come up, because I think people kind of know, like, Seattle, and if they want a quarterback, they want really want the guy, they need to jump in front of Detroit. So I have a feeling Detroit's going to draft a quarterback. I have them go with a guy that's kind of a project, but he's a dynamic athlete. He was a very successful quarterback in college, led his team to the college football playoff last year. Desmond Ridder out of Cincinnati.
Byron also had a quarterback, different, but good. Who is it? Good.
I love Matt Corral. My cousins love Matt Corral from Ole Miss, and we're going to roll with Matt Corral from Ole Miss for the Detroit Lions. Maybe I might even go to a game and go watch him sit, play. Who knows?
Ty, who do you – I mean, obviously he's not in your first round, but do you see Matt Corral in your second or third round?
So he's – yeah, I'd probably have him going in the second round. I could see him going to – well, I could totally see Atlanta drafting a quarterback. I heard they kind of like Sam Howell. Seattle could wait back, and that could be Matt Corral to Seattle. He could go there. I could also possibly see – I'm trying to think of another team. There's someone – I can't think of the top of my head that could possibly go – I mean, if the Saints decide to – actually, I didn't have the Saints draft a quarterback. I could see the Saints drafting maybe a Matt Corral. I don't see him going in the first round. He has an injury history. He's a little bit undersized. He has had some character problems in the past. I think he's gotten through that a little bit. He didn't have a great pro day. I know that's not the end all be all. I like him as a player. He's a fiery player. I just don't know if I see that guy as a legitimate long-term NFL franchise quarterback. I would wait till the second or third round to draft him. And I'm kind of hearing that he's that fourth or fifth guy when it comes to most NFL teams. I'm definitely hearing it's kind of Pickett and Willis at the top, and then Ritter's kind of risen up. And then even Howell did very good in the interview process, I heard. And a team like Atlanta, I could definitely hear that he's kind of really high on Howell. So I could see Corral being the fifth quarterback taken, in my opinion.
Dave, Corral and Howell, your thoughts on those guys?
Yeah, you know, we've been spoiled the last few classes with the quarterbacks, but, you know, I did a little research, and in the last 20 draft classes, it's 3.1 is the average. There's some draft classes that only had one quarterback, the EJ Manuel draft class, a couple of those classes. So thinking four or five are going to go here in a subpar class, it possibly could happen, but I just don't see it. So I think Corral is someone, you know, I think Corral and, you know, we really don't, it just depends on who likes them. I mean, it could be, you could look at the five quarterbacks on 20 different teams and see, you know, three different combinations of QB2, QB3, QB4. So Corral, I have Howell as my fifth. I have Corral as my fourth. Ritter as my third.
There you have it. All the 32 mock draft picks. A few of them were the same. A few were different. I want to ask you guys a toss-up question. Anyone could answer it, whoever in order. Which person will go higher than expected?
I'll start off Jameson Williams. Jameson Williams could be the second guy off the board. I have him at 8 here. He could go to the Jets. I think Jameson Williams is going to be a top 10 pick.
Wow. Anyone else?
Jermaine Johnson, I think not in the top 10 is probably a little higher than most people had mocked. I think both of them had him at 13. But he's really risen up draft boards. He's a dynamic athlete. I think he has a ton of upside. So he's a guy I have going 9. I've even heard people talk about him going like 7 to the Giants possibly if all the other guys are off the board. So Jermaine Johnson's my guy.
And Byron, do you have any answer on that?
No, my guy, you know, as far as what we want with the Giants, you know, being a Giants fan, diehard fan, we have a new coordinator, you know, Ahmad, you know, Gardner. He could go as high as 2, you know, or 3, you know, but we really need this guy. So hopefully, you know, he'll fall to where we need him and everything will be great in Giant land.
Well, there you have it. NFL 2022 NFL draft begins tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern. You can watch on ESPN. But we also have having a live draft show with Victor Rocho and Byron Jones. We'll be joking around. And, of course, afterwards, Sports Talk 101. The first round could go into 10 p.m., so we don't know exactly, but a little of a continuation of the draft. But before we go, let's go into the contact information. Ty, what is the best way to reach you online?
Yeah, contact. Get a hold of me at TurnerCast. I also contribute on sportscast.net. I also contribute at College Football Reporting on my Substack, Tyler Turner.
Dave Heilman, what's the best way to reach you online?
Yeah, at Dynasty Dorks on Twitter, TikTok, all that stuff. And check out our rookie guide on gridironratings.com.
And Mr. Byron Jones.
Byron C. Jones, well, at Byron C. Jones 1. On Twitter, which sometimes, Facebook, and that's it.
And we'll be live tweeting tomorrow on the NFL draft.
We'll be tweeting. One question, sir.
Yeah, go ahead.
We got one question from Justin. You know, Christian Harris. Where do you guys have him or John Metchie?
He's been asking. I think I had in my 2-round mock. I think I had Harris in the end of the first, and I had Menchie. I don't even know if I had Menchie going in the second. Do you have my 2-round mock there by chance?
Which version was it?
It was the one I did like 5 first rounds, and I did one that had 2 rounds. Okay. I had Harris going at the end of the second. I had Menchie going. I don't know if I had Menchie going in the second. I could see Menchie. Actually, Menchie could possibly make sense if the Packers decided to go for a second wide receiver. I could see him mixing with Jahan Dotson. That's a possibility. Or possibly even in the 3rd round if he's there.
And Dave, I'm flipping on your draft. So.
Yeah, I got Menchie going in the second round pick for the Colts. Got them taking Menchie.
And Byron, any comments on these guys?
I got all 3 of them going to the Giants. We'll take them. There you go, Justin. You feel better now? All 3 of them.
Well, I couldn't find the second round one. The other ones were all first round, but yeah. Well, there you have it. Anyways, hey, your favorite player, favorite team, hopefully go somewhere. Hopefully it's a good team. No promises, you know. And definitely catch us on our Twitter, the Sportscast One on Twitter, Instagram, the Sportscast One. And of course, you could go to the sportscast.net for the latest and greatest. Guys, thanks so much. It's going to be a great night tomorrow. Don't stay up too late, but of course, things are going to happen.
All right. Thanks, man.
Have a good night. And this was your update.